That gets old. The building becomes a place. The Mennonites got that part. They were trying to get away from the cathedrals and the icons and all that stuff, so they call their place the meeting place or the meeting house. Okay? But where's serving? In or out? Go ahead. What do we think of? Answer the question up there. Because if I go, you're not serving, right? Here comes the accusations, right? You go, either you go, oh, yes, I am, and then you fill it in, right? The defensiveness. Or else you go, you're right. I've been feeling guilty about this. I should what? Go ahead. So think on this. Because if we can't even clarify this, you're going to start doing it. Go, you're not serving. You go, oh, yes, I am. See, that's the point. How can we build at the root level if everybody goes, I'm an apple, I'm a cherry, I'm a pear? Where'd that come from? What are you doing? Anne, what are you thinking? Right. Do you want to invite a chef over for dinner? But that's what I'm saying. If he's cooking, right, or she's cooking, right? You know, but it takes a lot for you to realize, and then if you're not careful, you spend the whole night apologizing, which drives everybody nuts, right? I'm sure you could have made this better. Do you have any tips for me? They're just like, shut up, right? 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 What, you know? If a doctor comes over, right, for dinner, and your kid falls out of the window, you know, and the doctor's saying, well, this steak is amazing, I'm just going to finish. And you go, no, you get out here and help my kid. And he goes, no, you invited me over for dinner. Call me tomorrow for an appointment for your kid. See, this is what comes into service, right? We're all dancing around the same terms here, but what she's saying, see, you have talents, but if you're under God. See, talents, see, remember, I have plenty of kids that are glad to say, you do the work, I'll tell you how to do it. Right? You ever have children like that? They're glad to tell somebody else where they're doing it wrong, rather than just being quiet and changing the toilet paper roll, or whatever it was. Just do it. I know it was their chore, but you realize, whether I fight with them or not, discipline them or not, I'm going to end up doing it. Thank you for doing it. Could you do it? See, that's back to what Harold said. It's other-centered here. So it is talent, okay, but for who, and who gets to determine how that talent's used? All right? Ellie? Yes. Right. 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 Making conversation. Personal care. Which is more important? You know, you hear where she was going. She's saying it all matters. But do you realize when everything matters and there's, you know, I was thinking about this with, we didn't do it the way I dreamed, or I don't know what the right way of doing homeschooling is. But in one of these ways of accrediting whether it's a right way to do it, you have to fill out some things for the state. So I've signed a couple things of I did community service or whatever. Did that for somebody for VBS, right? Okay, but, you know, cynical root thinking John David goes, okay, but nobody asked me what they did. Maybe they just sat outside eating cookies. Was that community service? Okay? How were they helping the community? What did that entail? And she's right. It could include any one of those things. Back to what Ann said, it then matters, then, are you willing to do what's needed? Who determines what's needed? Back to what Harold said, serve by its nature is not about you. When you get to choose all the places you serve, it calls into question whether we are serving each other or serving him. Brad. Your time in the limelight. I can't get it out of my head when Olga said that the Russian gymnasts usually get, or I'm stereotyping and there's probably things that break this, but she goes, they're once and done. They get their gold and now we move on to the next girl. Think about that when we got U.S. ones that are coming back for their third, fourth, David Phelps, swimmer, right? Yeah, Michael Phelps, thank you. David Phelps, the singer. Right? Got it. Just fell into that one. All right. But think about that, all right? You know, once and done. What do you do the rest of your life then with that? You're seeing that in America. I was talking about Bob, he just a business trip to Chicago. He's sitting there texting me in the middle of it saying, they're telling me in human resources that we need to set up mental health counseling in here. They're also looking for a chaplain, but it can't be too exclusive because that'll tick everybody off. So that means we want some kind of generic spirituality and some kind of mental health stability. Well, where do you look? And what? Wait. And I said, Bob, look, this is society falling apart. That used to come inside your house. Make your kid mind, right? Whatever that meant, good or bad, right? Then it was the neighbor dragging your kid back by the cuff and saying, your kid did that. Your kid was a good boy, right? The neighbor. Remember I told you 10 years ago they didn't like Abigail in the cul-de-sac? Somebody called the police. The police came to tell me that Abigail shouldn't be in the cul-de-sac pushing a baby, you know, 10-year-old kid in a cul-de-sac, right? Okay, the police. It's a gift if your neighbor comes over and chews you out. It means they at least interacted with you, okay? The church used to mean something. You send crisis things to a pastor, and the church would care for whoever the world wouldn't care for. Well, when it's falling apart, now we're left with John F. Martin, where Jose's working. He and his buddies, if they have mental health, can go to this counselor. And I said, Bob, you're probably going to end up paying thousands of dollars for this stuff that not your best workers are going to take advantage of, and they're going to be gone in 6 months. You paid them money for work they didn't do, plus you paid money for the chaplain, plus you paid money for the mental health. Is it any wonder we send them to China? They don't have to do the benefits. They just get rid of you. Right? You think about what's happening. See, here, time, preferences, time, displaying what has been given or honed. Do you realize with TikTok, there's your moment. You had to produce something that everybody else would watch. It forces us to look out at the results only, instead of the process. Watch some of the filters the kids are using for their pictures. Isn't it amazing that they go back? They're trying to put it back to black and white things. That want people want record players again. They want to hear the crackle in the music. There's something that happens when you're sidelining everybody without growing in the service. What are you thinking? Right. Honed. H-O-N-E-D. I'm sorry. Good job. Go ahead, Stan. Find gifts and plug people in. Yeah. All right. How do you get somebody else to do what you're doing and it not be manipulation? You know, Tom Sawyer or Huck Finn or whatever, getting to paint the fence. All right. How do you get somebody else to do it? See, and if it's not see, that's the thing. If you're not careful, you go, look, I made the baby stop crying. You gave them everything they wanted. Do you realize? No, it's just temporary. We'll stop them somewhere. Do you realize if you're not careful, you might not have a screamer anymore, but you might have a quiet manipulator? There are many ways. See, stimulate one another to love and good deeds. In Scripture, love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. But then he says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. He's controlling the definitions of all this. So to stimulate them to love and good deeds, you're going to have to figure out not just what we think of as service, but now it's not just a ballpark. It's going to come back to, see, if you won't let elders or other people in here, see, we're tell you what to do. How you know you're letting God? You go, well, I don't know, me and God. Prove it, because there will be less of you and more of the of. You'll be the best disagreeing member a church has ever had. You're so busy caring for their needs. Back to what Harold said, horizontally. Just get them a chair. Just sit and talk to them. Don't give them what they think they need. Give them what they need. Okay? Who determines what they need? So then, to stimulate them, you're going to have to get the self out of them. Everybody knows this. Why is a kid willing to do somebody else's dishes and not yours? You know, you think through all that, the motivation there that's driving this. You go, no, I just wanted to help. You'll find your kid did listen to you, but they'll just do it for somebody else. That's what you'll find. Well, the same thing. Do you know how many people say, I just need a fresh start. If I got out of this church, I'd serve God just fine. Do you know how many times I've heard that in the last 20 years? From people that are here and people that used to be here. If I just got out, then I'd have a clean slate. They're not even accusing all the junk at the end. He said, she said, and I'm usually in the middle of the he saids. Okay, all right? But constantly there's a mantra, if I could just have a blank slate, then I could serve. Think through what we're saying with that. Scripture calls us to stimulate others to good deeds. Could you serve in that way? That by the time you die, four other people are doing everything that you saw the need to do. And they're looking to God and saying, I'm tired. And my heart isn't where it should be. But would you keep working on my heart? They're saying that just like you're saying that. Anything else? What? Okay. All right, so then what do they... We could sit here more, but my point is, unclarified, everybody, this is what produces individuality. If we can't even agree what service is, we're all going to do it in our own way, and when we feel guilty, we're going to then try to do what we thought service was. And where does God ever get the final word? So then we come here. We could go on for that. And what we would do is clean that list up and say, no, this defines biblical service. Well, let's add, go ahead, let it go. Let it go. All right. Go to Numbers 4. So I was reading this, right? Let's, if I'm going to sit in there, I am not holy enough to sit there and walk away refreshed and totally paying attention when I read all of Numbers and Leviticus. I got to keep working on it because we need to get away from this whole thing that what's it saying about me, okay? But Numbers 4, all right? All right? Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, take a census of the descendants of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, all right? Kohath, by their families, by their father's household, from 30 years and upward, even to 50 years old. Thinking about Ukraine. If you're 18 to 60, you can't leave the country. Here, 30 to 50. All who enter the service to do the work in the tent of meeting. This is the work of the descendants of Kohath in the tent of meeting concerning the most holy things. When the camp sets out, Aaron and his sons shall go in. They shall take down the veil of the screen and cover the ark of the testimony with it. They shall lay a covering of porpoise skin on it, shall spread over it a cloth of blue, pure blue, and shall insert its poles. Over the table of the bread of the presence, they shall also spread a cloth of blue, put on it the dishes and the pans and the sacrificial bowls and the jars for the drink offering. The continual bread shall be on it. They shall spread over them a cloth of scarlet material, cover the same with a covering of porpoise skin. They shall insert its poles. Then they shall take a blue cloth and cover the lampstand for the light, along with its lamps and its snuffers and its trays and all its oil vessels by which they serve it. They shall put it and all its utensils in a covering of porpoise skin, shall put it on the carrying bars. Over the golden altar they shall spread a blue cloth and cover it with covering of porpoise skin. We get the gist, all right? Everything's going to be covered and put in a bag, put it on the carrying bars, all right? Then 13, they shall take away the ashes from the altar, spread a purple cloth over it. They shall also put on it all its utensils by which they serve in connection with it, the fire pans, the forks and shovels, the basins, all the utensils of the altar. They shall spread, blah, 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 blah. 15, when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the holy objects, all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is to set out, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to carry them so that they will not touch the holy objects and die. These are the things in the tent of meeting which the sons of Kohath are to carry. Now, the responsibility of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, is the oil for the light and the fragrant incense and the continual grain offering and the anointing oil. The responsibility of all the tabernacle, of all that is in it, with the sanctuary and its furnishings. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, do not let the tribe of the families of the Kohathites be cut off from among the Levites, but to do this that they may live and not die when they approach the most holy object. Aaron and his son shall go in and assign each of them to his work and to his load. But they shall not go in to see the holy objects even for a moment, or they will die. All right, that's the Kohathites, a whole family under Levi. Then we go on and says, take a census with the sons of Gershon. All right, it's the other family under the Levites, right? From 30 years up to 50, all right? Now 25, they shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle and the tent of meeting. 26, the hangings of the court, the screen for the doorway. Okay? And then 29, for the sons of Merari. This is another family. They, same thing. Now this is the duty of their loads. Verse 31, the boards of the tabernacle and its bars and its pillars and its sockets, the pillars around the court, 32, their sockets and their pegs and their cords, etc. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari. 34. So Moses and Aaron and the leaders of the congregation number the sons of the Kohathites by their families, by their father's household. And here's all their numbers as you come down here. All right, 49, verse 4, last verse. According to the commandment of the Lord through Moses, they were numbered, every one by his serving or carrying. Thus these were his numbered men, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Go ahead. We've said some of this already. Ellie covered some of this here. Okay, I think Nicole started with it, all right? What stood out to you about service in this passage? You can say nothing, that'll work. Darla? All right. Yes. No. That it. All right. Temporary. All right. So, repetitive. Okay. And specific. When we did it over in Terry Hill, there started to be lists that started being made, papers that people started following as different ones. You have that downstairs, whether we do it or not. The church cleaning, there's something on the wall there that you could follow. Anybody wants to make a better list, we can work on that too. But meaning it's temporary, so you end up doing the same thing over and over. It's also specific. Darren. Assigned. Let's just leave that. Just think on that with service. Because, here, go back to horror stories. You know that in the old days, the pastors that had enough, you know what they did? They went and taught at a Bible college. Why did they teach at a Bible college? All right, because they could tell all the stories of why they had enough, and all the students would love to listen to it, okay? And you know what the school does? They go, we have professors who have in-the-field training. So the school wins, and the pastor wins, right? All right, but I remember a guy coming to the church. I was a teenager, so you know I wasn't involved in all the stuff at the deep level. All right, but I remember he had been there for a few weeks, and then Dad came into his office and found a note on his desk saying, "I was the choir director. I was this and this at the last church, and pretty much I expect to be the same here." Well, he didn't stay long. There wasn't a knockout blowout. It was just like, well, you need to be tied to these people, not just to your task. Assigned. My point being, even when we want to be assigned, if we're not careful, we're often manipulating to get there. They were assigned. Hands were everywhere. Sarah. Yeah, sir. You know that the word deacon, that we look at it as a leader, it means servant. That's why we do not have the structure intact here at Cornerstone. We worked for 20 years. I'm not happy with that. You don't know me if you think I want to run it alone. I've also watched what happened when we pretend. The church in New Jersey, we took the best. The other philosophy is you think you're a leader, and other people think you're a leader, then you're a leader. You make them a leader, and you know what happened? Boom, boom, boom. Every time you go, well, it boom booms without that. It's like, well, we better figure out then what is worth booming about. Where are we booming? All right. Well, part of the issue in evangelicalism was, are we becoming democratic like the United States government? See, what we're saying would come out from the world. Well, we think, we don't realize, you don't want to talk about, is this Greek way of thinking? Is this Roman way of thinking? Where are we thinking? No, we're thinking how Jesus wants us to. No. You're a product of the coolest people you've ever met, or the people that you hate the most, all right? You know, why are you a product of them? Because you're the opposite of them. You tried your hardest, and the worst thing somebody can do is tell you you're just like your dad or whatever, okay? So, when we're talking about leaders and servants, what's happening in the church then is they go, well, no, the pastor leads. No, they go, the pastor and the elders and deacons. That's how it was when I grew up. They kind of were a check and balance, like the judicial, legislative, executive branch. Then you got, there aren't no pastor, elder. That's all one term. So you have elders lead, elders and deacons. Well, then it was, well, who carries the vision? And we believe biblically that the elders are going to answer to God. They're not the smartest, they're not the best, but they have proven themselves faithful. They have a vision that comes from God, not them. They set the tone. The deacons enable that vision to be carried out. Now, we don't have that here because we've been working on bare bones trying to get people to think through these things. You have to care about the structure biblically. not just experientially, to think about that. But there's definitely leaders and servants. These the Levites were in here to serve. Nicole? Prescribed order with serious consequences. Let's just put that. Okay? You did your job, and it mattered. Okay? The rest of you, please write down your thought. I just looked at the clock, and somebody moved it. All right. Lord Jesus, help. If people are lost, that's exactly what I'm feeling. How do we find in a one-room schoolhouse where each one of us is, where each one of us should be, and we want you to have the final word. Lord, would you take us from where we're at? Would you tune our hearts to sing your grace? In order to sing your grace, we need to see your grace. We need to see you as gracious and good. In order to do that, we have to stop looking at ourselves. We have to be honest and maybe admit that our worship and service is more about us. And even trying to show others that we're worshiping in service. On the other side, you use people in process. And Father, would you get the glory? Thank you that we can even have this discussion that people are entering into. Thank you that you are broadening our view. Would you continue to do that for your glory? And would you help us not to be the church, but a part of the faithful church, a local body of believers that is heading in the direction that you saved us to head. Thank you, Father, for each soul. Would you continue to work in Jesus' name? Amen.